you have a disability and assistive tech solutions for that are either unavailable in your country or extremely expensive, or they come in a terrible hospital light green. The team of Carables.org has been tackling this problem since 3 years, and today they will present an insight into their journey. We are really happy to have Aprika here today, who will give you an overview over their journey, their actions, their key moments, and how they were able to help people. We're really glad to have you here today.
Thank you so much. And it's so exciting to be here on the stage. And I'm presenting today Carables, open source hardware for care. We went on a journey 3 years ago to explore how to co-create open hardware for care, to create an open hardware platform, and to bring different people together to create these solutions together. And first, I want to say quickly what a Carable is. Thankfully, most has already been said. So it's co-created with those people who need it. So if you're a person with disability or with a person with a temporary or chronic illness, you have specific needs and you are the expert about your needs. So makers, designers, people in healthcare create together. Then it's replicable and adaptable for the individual need in a local hackerspace or in a local makerspace of HelpLab. And lastly, and most importantly, I think as well, it's open and documented. So we have an open platform where you can upload and download open hardware designs, get inspired, and where you can see which solutions there are that might fit your needs. And why do we need this? Because the solutions sometimes don't exist, because they're very often super expensive, and often also, unfortunately, stigmatizing or just wrongly designed and not so beautiful like we would want them to be. I'm standing here on the stage, but I'm representing a global community of people who are creating these Carables. Here you see the members of the Global Innovation Gathering, an association registered in Berlin, but spread across the whole world, a little bit maybe comparable to a Chaos Computer Club ERFAS, like a knowledge exchange group that comes together. And where you see people who are in Basra in Iraq have very similar problems to people who are in South Sudan, for example, and creating a hackerspace there. Or if you are in Nairobi, you have things to discuss with people who are in Brazil, in Olinda, for example. So that's how we come together. And that's also a tiny map of where Carables activities already started to be taking shape, and we are like now in the stage of opening up to everybody who wants to become part of that. And I want to give you a little bit of an insight into the different projects we are creating and in the different products created and the different events created. And because I'm only standing here for such a huge number of amazing people and their communities, I bring mostly videos they sent to us from their events. And I'm starting with a very inspiring video from Berlin that had world premiere last year at the Congress, so I'm happy to now show it in an even better version, and I will start it now. So you see the Open Health Academy and what happened there.
Was ich hier super cool finde, ist, dass es nicht profit, sondern werteorientiert ist und man tatsächlich einfach das Leben von Menschen verbessern kann.
Wir haben die Open Health Academy.
Wir entwickeln in kleinen Teams Hilfsmittel und Lifehacks, die das Leben wirklich einfacher machen.
Von der Idee bis zum funktionierenden Prototyp.
So, und zum Beispiel fährt jetzt Fahrrad. Und? Macht Spaß, Sven?
Ja, ich kann. was auch Spaß macht? Unsere Lösung, mit der jeder Rolli zum E-Roller-Rolli wird.
Du musst es einfacher machen.
Und wenn es dann funktioniert, machen wir es für alle zugänglich.
Nachbaubar.
Open Source für alle.
Außergewöhnlich, oder?
Zusammen mit Jonas, Assi, Rike, Tobi, Alina, Chong, Robert, Maike, Mervin, Anastasia, Flo, Daniel, Dejan, Sven, Maggie, Lena, Thomas, Ferdi, Lea, Ian, Isa, Paul. Und in diesen Werkstätten und Fablabs kann wirklich jede Idee zur Realität werden.
Hier ist viel Platz für außergewöhnliche Innovationen.
Neben Workshops und Vorträgen kann man hier auch einfach richtig geile Sachen ausprobieren, wie einen 3D-Drucker oder Löten oder so.
Das ist richtig cool!
Es macht total Sinn, ein Produkt zu entwickeln mit der Person, die es auch benötigt.
Endlich mal ein Projekt, wo du nicht überlegst, irgendwie, was soll das Ganze eigentlich, sondern
einfach Sachen machen.
Du hast keine Lust, Ideen für die Schublade zu entwickeln? Dann mach doch bei uns mit.
Ich finde die Open Health Academy deswegen so großartig, weil sie zeigt, wie lame die Industrie ist. Es kann doch eigentlich nicht sein, dass Hobby-Produktentwickler sich bessere Ideen überlegen, als das, was ich in jedem Sanitäter ausfinde.
Yeah, so you see, all the solutions created here had the beginning in the need of the person who wanted to have it, like Sven, who wanted to ride a bicycle but couldn't. So that's at core of everything we try to do. And as everybody knows, during the COVID pandemic, we had lots of people all over the world creating protective equipment, personal protective equipment, also here in Berlin, but also all around the world. And here I bring an example from Kumasi Hive in Ghana, where the makers in the makerspace also created lots of face shields, for example. And we still were thinking that face shields were super important for protection. And also, of course, for medical field. So in Kumasi Hive, they were already connecting to local hospital for people with disability and also with engineering students, and worked with lots of people in these regards, but also had to see that they can't access the makerspace. So there were only always a few people allowed to enter the makerspace, but still they created lots and lots of these PPEs and these face shields and other helpful equipment. And they also were part of the Carables.
Tech seeks to empower people living with disabilities by removing the barrier of the lack of assistive devices. The project is in two phases, training and co-creation, which culminates in a hackathon and pitching summit. Manufacturing and incubation. Trainees for the program have been selected. They have been taken through intensive and interactive training sessions on product design, 3D modeling and fabrication, and material selection. This training is done in person and virtually. A virtual challenge to engage and evaluate the skills of trainees in 3D modeling and fabrication and material selection has been launched, and trainees are working on mini projects in teams. Teams will develop a universal doorknob lever that easily converts a standard doorknob into a lever handle. People with difficulty gripping a standard doorknob should find this adapted lever handle an easy way to open a door. The handle should be ideal for anyone who has weak hands, osteoporosis, or arthritis. Designs by each team will be shared on all our social media platforms for our online community both for the best.
In Nepal, in Nepal, the Communitaire Nepal created also programs that co-created through Carables and that worked together with students mostly to work on these kinds of new designs, but also reproducing designs that were already published on the platform and on the internet generally, and they have opening very soon the very first Fab Lab in Nepal. So for them it was also really good case to show the community around their region that a Fab Lab and the tools and the machines and just creating things personally can help a lot in the local community. And it's not only about learning, but also creating something in the end. There were lots of iterations, of course, and in the end they published this as open knowledge again for everybody. And also, for example, worked together with a local hospital for people with disabilities, where Palab from Nepal Communitaire could help the local engineers to work together in the hospital to fix their 3D printers, for example, and this is Palab, and to fix the 3D printers and to work together to create designs they needed. Now we also see what they did during the Humanitarian Design Challenge. And we will also, of course, publish the videos so you can revisit them and see what you can take from it, for example. Some of you also might have heard about FieldReady, which is an organization that creates this kind of capacity building workshops, but also was known from the beginning on for 3D printing and humanitarian aid, so creating on the spot things that are needed, and also to collaborate a lot with NGOs on the ground in a certain humanitarian situation. Such a design sprint or other co-creation events yourself, we also publish the blueprints for that, so that you can say the ideation, the empathy, the prototyping, I don't have so much ideas about that, can you help me? And you can read these introductions and then also try it out yourself in your hackerspace. Nepal, which is very exciting. Next is Casa Criatura Lab in Olinda in Brazil, and they've also been working a lot in the COVID response.
Eu já vinha desenvolvendo há 8 anos trabalho na trama inventiva, que era a criação de produtos no viés ecológico, materno, feminino. Quando chegou o momento da pandemia, a gente começou a pensar novas soluções para continuar o nosso trabalho, ao mesmo tempo não oferecer mais riscos e a obedecer às determinações, né, isolamento e de distanciamento social. O material, ele primeiramente é destinado todo bruto para a Casa Criatura, onde lá tem a base das máquinas de corte a laser. Esse corte é feito por uma equipe, que no caso é o coletivo 3D. A gente, recebo esse material e faço a esterilização dele. A montagem, ela foi sendo desenvolvida, foram sendo desenvolvidos vários modelos. Então, no início tinha outros processos de colagem, de peças, e a gente foi melhorando cada vez mais, mais simples, mais confortável. Então, a montagem dele é feita rapidamente e a gente consegue ter uma boa produção para dar realmente vazão a essa grande demanda que a sociedade está tendo. O foco é que realmente a gente consiga atender mais as populações mais necessitadas. Ou seja, a nossa intenção é sempre baratear realmente esse custo para que ele possa ser acessível e que possa realmente servir como uma solução para o dia a dia das pessoas. Uma grande revolução, né? Porque se antes a gente ficava muito à mercê das tecnologias estarem concentradas realmente nas grandes indústrias, nas empresas, quando isso chega ao acesso, né, das pessoas que se interessam por tecnologia, que podem inclusive pegar uma tecnologia que já está desenvolvida e desenvolver seu próprio protótipo em cima daquilo que já está ali, isso é uma coisa muito realmente revolucionária. Aquelas pessoas que precisam realmente estar na rua trabalhando, que não têm essa opção de estar em casa se resguardando, então são essas pessoas que a gente visa atender para que fortaleça realmente essa base da sociedade que precisa de uma atenção especial.
So this is the last one, and it's something for all the 3D printing nerds among us. Also in Milan, as you know, in the beginning of the pandemic, there was a huge hit. Very struck, and so they were mass producing also these valves. This tiny hack of pushing them down, which is super cute and such a nice idea. So this was our very small world tour of places that contributed a lot to Caribles. There's many, many more to show, of course, but we try to limit ourselves a little bit. We created an exhibition that you can exhibit in your makerspace or in your hackerspace. We created much more material, of course, that you can use, and it's just so nice again. Yeah, so they also mass produced so much. Now in the box, and also work together, of course, with hospitals and with other people who really used and needed these materials, like many others did. So, if you want, you can become part of the Caribles community. You can send us an email, connect on Twitter, connect on the website, of course. Check out the resources we publish, and also just explore what's on there. And if you have any questions or any comments, please let us know. And if you want to join, please also let us know. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for the talk.
Oh, and of course. We're supported gladly by the European Union. If anybody wants to have, the European Union is supporting lots of different innovation programs and also this one. So thanks a lot for that.
Cool. So far, we haven't gotten any questions from the internet. If you are watching this and right now you think of a question, please ask it over the usual channels. And in the meantime, I thought of maybe it's interesting for more people. How did that get started? So, is it traceable to a circle of people who sat around a table and were like, yes, this is what we need to do, there's this problem and it needs to be tackled?
Yeah, there's assistive tech communities all around the world working, for example, in humanitarian aid or in humanitarian collaboration where you see Field Ready is working for a long time already, Cardos is working for a long time already in this field of creating your own solutions for medical purposes, for example. Then there's assistive tech communities from people with disabilities, for example, just creating their own tools that they need, for example, I don't know, enhancements for your wheelchair or other things. And then there was a group from the Bach Society in Amsterdam meeting Geraldine, one of the founders of the Global Innovation Gathering in Brazil, in Olinda, I think, or in Rio, at a really amazing event. And they spoke about what can you do. And there's this grant opening from the European Union where you can apply for with like 50 pages or 70 pages of proposal. And we were always in contact also with the FabLab in Berlin and with lots of people from the hacker community, of course, and found people in Milan who were closely related with a center for the rehabilitation for children with disability, mainly neurological diseases. And they had such beautiful products as well that you could just reproduce for other children. And so they all came together and thought, yeah, we can create that proposal, we can create that platform. Because back 4 or 5 years ago, there wasn't so many open hardware platforms yet where you could really dedicated find assistive tech solutions. But you would have all these general platforms, you all know, where you find door handles, but also small chips and anything else that you could possibly 3D print. And so the idea to have this platform dedicated for medical and for assistive tech use was born, to have a place to collect this all and to have a place that is maybe also more accessible for people, that is more accessible, for example, also for people in the medical field who maybe don't want to scroll through all the chips and all the other tiny gadgets you can print. So that was the idea. And then we won the grant and we could start it. And now the grant period is over. And now we expand it to whoever wants to contribute.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you for the insight, for the explanations. Yeah. Maybe as a last thing, I think no questions so far. Could you give us some outlook? So something, if everything goes great, what has happened in 5 years? Or what, where do you aim to get?
Everybody knows how to create their own assistive tech and is empowered to do so, for example, through online course and how to create designs in CAD programs, for example. People in the medical field are knowledgeable about what is possible, and for example, people in the physical therapy in these areas know about what's possible technically and are connected. And of course, everybody is just putting everything on the Caribus platform, but I mean, there are more open hardware platforms out there now, which is great. And so we're more collecting also. And yeah, open source hardware is advanced. So like right to repair, super important aspect, that you're the owner of your own devices. I don't know if many people know it, but if you're a person with in a wheelchair, for example, you're not the owner of your wheelchair, but your health insurance is. And so all these, there's so many problems in this field. We're trying to tackle a tiny bit of it, and we hope that more people feel inspired and empowered to work in the field. And we're also having a talk tomorrow in the main program, which is super exciting as well, to reflect a bit on the last 3 years as well, and to give an outlook of what's coming in the next step.
Okay, thank you for all the explanations. That sounds like a very good future. We will continue at 7 o'clock with the next talk. Until we have a dinner break, Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye.